Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We're going to go live to the BBC's Pascal Harder, who's in the rebel-held eastern town of Benghazi in Libya. Pascal, we're hearing lots of conflicting reports about the Gaddafi's forces gaining ground, even in the eastern portion of the country. What is happening in Benghazi today?
Well, in Benghazi, it's still very much under control of the anti-Gaddafi forces. In fact, life was beginning to return to normal here. You could see more cars circulating around town, more shops opening. But it is true that in the last couple of days, after Colonel Gaddafi's forces stepping up their attacks of Ras Lanouf bin Jawad, about a third of the way towards Tripoli from Benghazi, there is now a sense of fear here, because people expected Colonel Gaddafi to have gone by now. Instead, he isn't, and he's stepping up his attacks on the protesters.
Well, at this point, have you heard these rumors about the possible negotiations between the Libyan government and the rebel forces, and rumors that Gaddafi is trying to arrange to step down?
The National Council is based here. That's the body which the anti-Gaddafi forces have sort of nominated to represent them. And they just flatly refuse to speak to Colonel Gaddafi about him stepping down. Now, there are two reasons for that. The first is that they believe that this was a situation, an offer they were open to, even having the Venezuelan Hugo Chavez negotiate Colonel Gaddafi's departure perhaps a week ago. Now they believe they've gone past the point of no return. They just do not trust this man, and they have very good reason not to. I've just come from the house of one family where one of the sons was shot by Colonel Gaddafi's forces for protesting peacefully. The bullet passed right through his stomach and hit somebody else, killing them. They were expecting tear gas. Instead, they got live rounds. He also showed me on his mobile phone footage of Colonel Gaddafi's soldiers who had been blindfolded, had their hands tied behind their backs, and had been shot in the head. He told me why they'd been shot in the head, because they'd refused to open fire on fellow Libyans. So the protesters here point at actions like that, which they hold Colonel Gaddafi responsible for, and say this is not a man we can trust, especially when his forces are still bombing certain protester-held areas.
That is the BBC's Pascal Harder. We've been speaking to her live from the rebel-held eastern town of Benghazi in Libya.